This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's what we know. 14 years after 9/11, there's a multi-100,000 man army being Western-supported, running all over the world, bombing, murdering, and killing. Our government's answers is to bring in unvetted, unlimited refugees out of the very country overrun with jihadis into our nations, and says it's a conspiracy theory that any of them might ever attack us, even as they attack us. Obama then makes jokes about widows attacking us, and one of them blows it up with a suicide vest today, and one of our reporters is able to cover it. Let's go back to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Brandon, calling in from FEMA Region 3. Brandon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm an ex-Marine, and one thing that I find so laughable about this fraudulent war on terror, I enlisted Marine Corps in 2003 after I graduated. So that's what you do in the family. And I noticed once I came back from Iraq, I started noticing it was Facebook from feeling the police training to kill terrorists, to kill the American people. I can't tell you how many countless urban warfare drills we conducted where we were rounding up 9/11 truthers, pro-lifers. I'm in boy on deer hats. It's a total fraud, and until I don't see how these people are going to get away with this, I really don't.
Sure, so you're answering the question. They're going to flip the police state that's supposedly for the radical Muslim threat onto veterans, gun owners, 9/11 truthers, patriots, they're going to flip it onto those of us that know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I've literally seen drills where you have Army Rangers and Delta Force there, and they would pick up M240s and mow down 9/11 truthers, peaceful protesters, patriots, exposing the lies and corruption.
Well, Brandon, your phone's breaking up, and I know they do these type of drills because I've been sent some video of it. I've talked to countless military people that have been part of it. But you really should fly down to Austin, and we should interview you or others that were part of these drills. So tell folks, and try to speak right into your telephone so we get this clearly, where you would be, what you would be doing, and what response did you guys have when you learned that you were training to take on people that were aware that criminals aided and abetted the terrorists on 9/11?
I'm gonna say this. I remember countless times, even in Iraq, we would get intelligence to go, we would end up blowing this poor guy's door down. It was five nights in a row, and it's like, look, we've been there about four times. There's no terrorists there, and they'd be shut up and do what you're told, or, you know, you're gonna get court-martialed. And it's like, even the officers would be freaked out when you have people that were probably bare minimum CIA telling them that your troops are going to go here and hit this house, even though they've already been there three times. And if you don't say anything, Colonel, you're going to get court-martialed or killed. I mean, look what happened to Pat Tillman. He wouldn't go along with the fraud. They had to kill him. No one's safe. That's what I'm
saying. No, I know. But, I mean, they have these urban warfare drills where they target the political groups they're scared of. And they're scared of 9/11 truthers because we exposed the criminal elements of our government were bare minimum protecting the Saudi Arabian attack. Now that's all come out. We're vindicated. Now you see why the criminals in government are so scared of us, because, look, we're pointing out they're bringing in the Islamic threat again. They're doing it all over again, Brandon, and it's so serious. So let me ask you this. What would you guys in these joint exercises with Army and the Marines together, what would you say or think when they were practicing mowing down 9/11 truthers?
It's like, okay, this is wrong. This is morally wrong. It doesn't matter if you believe, if you're bitterly opposed to someone saying a government states terror attacks. Governments throughout history have done. Every government's been involved in false flags in one way or another, or psyops. And it's, I mean, Delta, a lot of the special forces guys would be totally freaked out about this because I mean, these guys are being trained to do things that they know is high treason, and they know it's probably punishable by the death penalty.
Well, you know they're being watched to see their response. They should just act like they love it, go along with it, and just be embedded inside the occupied government. And that's really probably the right thing to do. It's all a test for you.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, folks. I am under the TPP. Congress wasn't even allowed to read it. But I live in an occupied country where now the vast majority of the federal laws are made or affected by secret international bodies. Lord Christopher Monckton, one of the heads of the fastest-growing party in Europe and the U.K., UKIP is going to be joining us for the balance of the hour, and 80%+ of UK laws, the government admits, are now made by the unelected EU bureaucracy. The EU Parliament is only ceremonial and can make recommendations. This global governance system is now uncloaking itself because it's now operating in plain view. It's now going operational. The Pope 3 months ago called for a planetary government, a world government with climate change initiatives and climate taxes to monitor, track, and tax. And now, as Lord Monckton warned us months ago, it's been confirmed. They want a world court with a world enforcement body, and even Reuters reported last week open discussions of arresting Americans that don't agree with anthropogenic climate change. It's gone from freezing to warming to, if you don't believe humans make the summer and the winter come, you are a terrorist. You cannot make this up. And we have the 2015 United Nations Climate Change Conference coming up to be held in Paris from November 30th to December 11th. The French president 2 weeks ago announced they would lock down the borders starting in late November to protect the conference. But now you've seen the terror attacks. Their answer is bring in unlimited millions of, quote, migrants from war-torn Syria, most of them failed jihadis in the war to topple Assad. I want to ask Lord Monckton what he thinks the end game is there as well. But this is an epic time to be alive. We have yesterday in a Turkey versus Greek football game during the 1 minute of silence for the dead in France last Friday the 13th. 1 minute of chanting Allah Akbar and laughing. We have our reporters in Paris on the ground getting the exclusive video of the body bag of the suicide bomber woman that blew herself up killing a police dog. That's on InfoWars.com, as well as the Allah Akbar chanting. This is truly unprecedented. And make no mistake, Peter Sutherland, who helped create the EU, who helped sell out Irish sovereignty, getting them to sign on as well, is now the head of the UN body on borders and migration. And he has said that we want to get rid of sovereignty and get rid of Europe. So they admit this. It's so naked. Why are they so arrogant? Or is it a con game? Are they truly in deep trouble? Is their agenda in trouble? I think it's a little bit of both. Lord Monckton, of course, was chief advisor to Margaret Thatcher. He's an inventor. He's also run major newspapers in the United Kingdom, and he heads up the Science and Public Policy Center. He also promotes the website What's Up With That, where many of his articles and peer-reviewed journals are published. He's had the most read scientific paper, Western paper, in Chinese history, published earlier this year, on the fraud of man-made climate change published. And we now have, just giving you a briefing here before he gives us the full briefing, Putin has come out saying it's all a fraud and a military program to shut down nation states and impoverish populations. China is moving more in that direction. So we're having some devastating victories. But the plan to implode sovereign nations is only moving faster because they're in trouble and want to use order out of chaos to bring us to our knees. That's my expert analysis in 4 minutes. We'll now get Lord Monckton's breakdown. Christopher Monckton, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, Alex, it's always a pleasure.
Where should we start? I threw out about 10 different topics there, but I know they're all intertwined. What is the state?
I think one of the most topical ones, obviously, is this Paris business, the bombing that happened there, and 150-odd people killed, hundreds more wounded. And then, as you say, at this Greece versus Turkey football match, the Islamic fans there chanting Allahu Akbar almost in a triumphalist way in what was supposed to be a minute's silence in respect for the souls of the dead who'd been killed. And this does show what a breakdown of normal civilized communication there is now between the Islamic world and the rest of the world. Because remember, the rest of the world doesn't do this sort of thing. Something like 95% of all acts of terrorism worldwide over the last quarter of a century have been and are and continue to be in the name of Allah. They are by Islamic extremists. And the extraordinary thing is how seldom you hear leaders of Islam coming out and saying this is unacceptable, even after the latest real outrage in Paris against ordinary innocent civilians. The more or less the entire Islamic world had absolutely nothing public to say. There was one little group of scholars that said something and one imam that said something, but basically very, very little was said by the supposedly moderate Islam supporters, Muslims, to express their disdain for the terrorists who blew these people up. Now, one of the things that we did, I think, very successfully in dealing with the terrorism in Northern Ireland, which was the last big bout of terror that we had in the UK, and that lasted from about 1969 until roughly the mid-80s when Margaret Thatcher began to get on top of it. One of the things that she did was to engage the population and leadership in the south of Ireland on the side of civilization against the terrorists. And once it was clear to the IRA terrorists that they no longer had any shred of support, either from the Irish government or from the Irish people, that is when they imploded. And we've got to work the same trick now with Islam. We've got to say to the mullahs worldwide, every time there is a terrorist act, we expect you to get onto your local TV station, get into your local newspaper, get into your pulpit and preach against the terror. And if we see you doing this, and if they see you doing this, they who are claiming to act in the name of Allah, if you tell them they're not and that they have no support or comfort from you, that will make a big difference. I'm afraid we also have to point the finger here at Saudi Arabia. Because through oil funding of the Wahhabist, very extreme Wahhabist sect, they have set up Wahhabist madrasas, which are schools for children, right across the Islamic crescent, all the way up through all the stands at the south end of Russia and up to Pakistan, and right across the Far East as well, in places like Singapore and Malaysia, which have heavy Islamic populations, all the way down through northern to central Africa, again, heavy Islamic populations. And here, these Wahhabist madrasas, which are virtually invisible, nobody seems to realize they're there, but they're there now by their tens of thousands. And in those madrasas, all they learn all day for 5 or 6 years is how to recite bits out of the Quran and how to hate the West. And this is a serious problem. The kids who go to these madrasas are not getting any of the education in civilization, which from the 9th to the 12th centuries made Islam the center of the world's learning. If you went to Damascus or Baghdad from the 9th to the 12th centuries, there were no dark ages there as there were in Christian Europe. There, civilization and scholarship flourished.
By the way, let me stop you there, because I get criticized when I point out history. You're a scholar of history. I enjoy learning history as well. You're right. Islam, during some periods, was actually very scientific, not warlike, and very advanced, and then it goes into other periods where it's completely barbarous. And so there have been periods where the Middle East was a light in the world. How could we get back to that?
That, of course, is the absolutely correct question. And I think we have missed one or two tricks. Let me give you an example. You remember the Charlie Hebdo episode again in Paris just in January of this year, where 19 journalists doing bad cartoons were shot up by a pair of Islamic brothers, again hollering Allahu Akbar as they went in with their machine guns and mowed everybody down indiscriminately. And of course there was rightly outrage at that, but we did two things wrong in response to that. First of all, we should have got together, all the newspaper editors should have got together and agreed that they would all print one each of these cartoons so as to say to the terrorists, now that you've done this, you have spread the cartoons rather than shutting them down. In fact, the opposite happened. Nobody would print the cartoons, and even Charlie Hebdo itself said, well, we can't go on drawing these.
Facebook wouldn't let us share them. We tried to put it out.
And who wouldn't let you?
Facebook wouldn't let us share them. We tried to, and not because we wanted to bag people's religion.
That is the trouble. You see, we are being craven in the face of terror. And that is always a mistake. It simply encourages the terror if you do that. And in Britain, we had the same problem because the police were going around interviewing news agents where people had been trying to buy copies of Charlie Hebdo, asking for the names and addresses of the people who wanted to buy copies of Charlie Hebdo. That was completely the wrong response. But the other thing we got wrong, and this, if there are any of our Muslim brothers and sisters listening to this, let me say something that I think you would like me to say, and it's right that I should say it. I said this actually when I was preaching to the undergraduates in Churchill College Chapel at Cambridge just 2 weeks ago. And I said to them, look, the other trick we missed when the Charlie Hebdo thing happened is we didn't point out, as we should, not just bad, they were gratuitously offensive. They were deliberately, maliciously evil. They were really, really nasty cartoons. And they should not have been printed.
Because they were so pornographic.
Because it was combining pornography with insult to the deeply held beliefs of Muslims. And that is not appropriate. In any civilized society, that should
not happen. Sure, well, it shouldn't be in a free newspaper put on newsstands. I know that. Right there, Lord Monkton. I want to ask you, what is the West thinking bringing in millions of radical Muslims when they know they're going to end up engaging in terror attacks? How does the political class intend to get away with that? We'll be back on the other side. Then we'll look at this huge UN conference, the most important ever, about to be held in Paris, coming up in just 12 days.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
coming up, and we will take some of your phone calls towards the end of Lord Bonkin's interview with us. This huge UN summit, openly to cement world government, is coming up. We have exposed these conferences before. We have forced the mainstream media to cover it, and things like the and things like that have been shot down. In the past, they tried to keep Lord Monckton out of the conferences. He's had to famously parachute in. This time, I'm told he's going to be part of the conference. So we'll speak about that in the next segment. But all of this is interconnected. Lord Monckton, finishing up on the situation in Paris, millions of Islamists coming in from areas just chock full of suicide bombers and radicals. We've already seen military bases attacked here, recruiting centers. Our media says it's not Islamic when it is. What is the rationale? What is the end game of Merkel and Hollande and Obama? What are they thinking?
I don't think they are thinking. That's the truth of it. I mean, just finishing off on that previous point, what we should do is have a blasphemy law as we always did in the past. And that was actually a sensible law. It wasn't to deprive people of the freedom to speak against other people's religion, but it did stop them from being gratuitously offensive to the point where somebody might want to turn violent. That was the reason for it. And we need to rethink that. But now, on what to do about all these migrants, this is a huge problem in Europe at the moment. Of course, it's going to be a huge problem in America if Obama does try to order the states about by executive order. He will be, as you rightly pointed out in your splendid introduction, exceeding his powers under the Kentucky provision if he tries to do that. And so I hope that the governors of those states who are being robust will continue to be robust, stand firm, and admittedly they would now eventually end up in the Supreme Court, which of course has become a bit of a joke. It's now got people on it who really in no sense are qualified to be judges that are appointed by Obama. And so the outcome there is likely to be dire. In the end, I think that what the left have got to worry about, and worry about big time in the United States, is the Republicans getting the trifecta and holding on to both houses of Congress in the 2016 election and winning the White House. Because at last, the Republicans have really quite a number of very credible candidates for the White House, which they didn't have in the last two elections. And so it could be that the Republicans take all three, in which case I hope the GOP will get up and running on this, because all they've got to do now is just slow Obama down and stop this. You've got a picture now of the tide of refugees pouring into Europe. And why has that happened? Because Europe abandoned the idea of policing its borders with its fellow European states. Only Britain, partly thanks to the existence of the English Channel and partly thanks to Conservative members of Parliament and, of course, now UKIP members of Parliament who have resisted the idea of allowing our borders to be dismantled, we have retained some sort of border control, but even then they're getting in by the hundreds of thousands every year, even into the UK. And there's no doubt that our systems can't cope. We are all dangerously near to national-level bankruptcy because the governments have been borrowing too much.
And isn't that the Cloward and Piven endgame, is just bring in as many people as you can, bankrupt the system into total socialism?
I think there is a very large element of let's give up and let us force totalitarianism on the people by making any other option just seem so dreadful, so that they beg to have so-called security, which in effect means losing their freedom. And that, I'm sure, is the totalitarian's game. Because one of the things that is interesting is that the left, which is the modern-day expression of totalitarianism, the National Socialists in Germany, followed by the Communist Socialists, now the Environmentalist Socialists, these are the three main groups of socialism. They have all killed tens of millions. The Environmentalist Socialists, after all, had the ban on DDT put in place when it was just on a point of extinguishing malaria from the world, and the numbers of people who were dying of malaria have been reduced to 50,000 a year worldwide. It's now closer to a million a year. It's been like that for the 40 years ever since they banned DDT. So that the environmental left have got blood on their hands just as much as the Nazis and the communists who were their predecessors had on their hands. And there is no doubt that the alliance, and it's becoming a more and more explicit alliance between the hard left and Islam, who is very, very dangerous.
You're right. A sickening alliance between the hard left that wants to wreck the West and radical Islam that wants to wreck it. In their shared hatred, they are brothers. Lord Monkey, we've got to go to break. Stay right there. We'll come back to you on the other side to get into this very important UN conference that is coming up. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Lord Monkton leaves us here in about 25 minutes. I know we got loaded phones. If folks want to hold, I'm going to get to you in the next hour. We have open phones in the next hour and a lot of other news I haven't gotten to. If not, you can hang up or call back. The number to join us is 800-259-9231, but I will try to go to some of these calls while Lord Monkton's with us because it's also on the topic of globalism, open borders, forcing cultures to integrate into each other while governments play the part of referees in a larger, great game of divide and conquer. But before we go any further, one of the most popular, if not the most popular product we've ever put out is back in stock. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, the good halogen that so many people are deficient in, is our overall bestseller. Then Super Male Vitality. But Deep Cleanse is one of our newer products. In the last year, we've produced it twice. But it's so hard to get the Himalayan Shilajit, that is thousands of different plant compounds that form a natural oil in the glacial mountains and then excretes in the summer. It's so hard to get truly organic Shilajit that we only come out with this a few times a year. We have a limited run. It is concentrated Shilajit and then a whole bunch of other known compounds as well. Deep Cleanse is back, and it's got incredible five-star reviews from third-party sites like Power Reviews. Jack in Western New York says, since I started using this product, I'm feeling much better than before. My family also uses it with excellent results. Thank you. That's a five-star review. Here's another one. 65 years young, Central Texas. I am grateful for this product. I feel much healthier for using this great product. Thank you for your support. Deep Cleanse is back in right now at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Also, Knockout is one of the products we put out that is one of the best deals, best products you're going to find anywhere. Leading competitors, the same dose of melatonin at stores. Same number of caplets, same amount of melatonin, cost $19.95, $16.95, you name it. It's $16.95 right now on sale with eight other compounds, organic L-tryptophan, organic valerian root. The list goes on and on. So you'd have to buy nine bottles of different things to have what is in one bottle of this, and it's the regular recommended dose in here. A good, healthy dose of each gives me the best sleep ever. I don't have to take it every night, but some nights I do take it if I'm kind of wound up, have too much coffee. I kind of get in a manic phase. Knockout does the job. And speaking of brain pills, we've got Brain Force that's got all the known compounds to boost clarity, focus, you name it. And your purchases of these products make all this possible. So it's a win-win. Get high-quality products, fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we have a whole bunch of Made in America t-shirts. We do limited editions a few times a year. Hillary for prison. On the back it says, legalize freedom, InfoWars.com. Great conversation starter. Great way to spread the word. Great way to expose the criminality of Benghazi and the IRS persecution and Fast and Furious and so much more. It's only $19.95. It's limited edition. We've done the final run. It's coming in next week. We just ordered more of these to be produced. And then that's it. We will never make this shirt again. And your purchase, again, makes this transmission possible. So get your collectible limited edition Hillary for Prison shirt at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, Lord Monckton, I want to finish up here on the Putin situation, then get into the global treaty.
Yeah.
Here is a clip of Putin, not just the article, where a few days ago he said a lot of the G20 countries being attacked by terrorists have actually been involved supporting ISIS. Let's go to that clip.
The reporter asked Putin, as far as I understand, one of the central themes during the summit has become the fight against terrorism. And it is evident that we cannot have an effective war on terrorism without the fight against the ones who finance the terrorists. Has there been any discussion during the summit of any specific ways to do so? What were the points of the discussion, and were there any decisions reached?
Yes, of course. This was one of the key subjects, the war on terrorism. Especially after the tragic events of hostage taking and deaths of people in Paris. And of course, we all understand and spoke about this, that it is necessary to cut the finance routes to the terrorist organizations. I provided examples based on our data on the financing of different Islamic State units by private individuals. This money, as we have established, comes from 40 countries, and there are some of the G20 members among them.
All right. Now, that's more truth from Putin. Again, I'm not some Russia worshiper here, but he's attacking ISIS. He's saying global warming is a concerted fraud to bankrupt nation states and impoverish people and selectively enforce feudalism, to read his full quotes. It sounds like he's been listening to Lord Monckton. How big a deal is it to have Vladimir Putin come out when he's going to be one of the main people at this UN conference that starts in 12 days in Paris? How big a deal is that, Lord Monckton?
I don't think one can really underestimate the significance of this. It's very, very important. And I'll tell you a bit of history. Back in 2004, Putin asked one of his scientific advisors, in fact, his chief scientific advisor at the time, Dr. Andrei Ilarionov, whom I know, whether global warming was a problem or not, and could he please find out by holding an international conference of experts at the Kremlin. So what Ilarionov did, he looked around the world, and he found the country throughout the world that was the most true-believing country in this whole rubbish, as far as the governing class was concerned. And that country, of course, was the United Kingdom. And so he invited Sir David King, then the government's chief scientist, and now its chief negotiator at the Paris summit on the climate question. And in fact, I was in Cambridge yesterday to hear Sir David King give a talk at the mathematics department, and a lot of rubbish he talked as well. But what was significant about this 2004 conference was that Ilarionov also invited skeptics. Now, at that time, he didn't know of me, and I wasn't really a skeptic at that time. I hadn't looked at the science, and when I did, I became a skeptic. But he invited noted skeptics from all around the world. And when Sir David King arrived at Sheremetyevo Airport, and he found various skeptics getting off planes from all over the place and heading off to the government cars, he turned round and tried to get back into the British plane and go back to the UK, because he is entirely incapable of debating this issue. I know, because I've debated it with him before, and his blood was all over the floor at the end of it. And so he was pretty much arrested by the FSB and made to go to the Kremlin, where he was made to give his presentation. And towards the end of it, Dr. Roy Spencer, who keeps the satellite temperature records that show no global warming now for 18 years, 6 months, 18 years, 9 months, got up and said, "Oh, for heaven's sake, Sir David, you're talking complete rubbish about this particular point. The facts are as follows." And King, who is completely incapable of taking any criticism or arguing any point on climate science, because he doesn't know any, he knows the party line, but that's all he knows, flounced out, and the FSB made to stop him. And Ilarionov went up to the lectern and just waved them aside and said, "No, let him go, because Sir David King has disgraced the name of Britain, disgraced the name of science, disgraced the name of King, and disgraced the name of knighthood." He said, "One thing he has done, though, is he has told us just what rubbish the official case in support of the global warming alarm is, and the view that I think the Russian Academy of Sciences will take is a skeptical one, because the skeptics here have been willing to put their point forward in debate, willing to be challenged by the other side, and have met those challenges well." Now, I know this happened because I have spoken to Ilarionov himself about it, as well as to several others who were there. And 6 months later, Putin told Ilarionov that the Russian Academy must change its mind on this question, because he had done a deal with Tony Blair, again in Britain, by which Tony Blair would get Russia most favored nation status at the World Trade Organization, allowing tariff walls to come tumbling down and Russia to trade more freely with the rest of the world, provided that Russia changed its tune and gave in to Tony Blair on the global warming question. And the significance of Putin now realizing he can no longer maintain that agreement he reached with Tony Blair is that Putin, who is very hard-headed and very clear about what Russia's interest is and isn't, has now realized that he has less of an interest in selling overpriced gas via the pipelines into Europe at 4 times the world price, which he does at the moment. He has less of an interest in maintaining that than in stopping the worldwide economic damage that is being done by this ludicrous global warming nonsense. So I think it's extremely healthy and very encouraging that at last, the leader of a major nation has come out openly and said, "Look, folks, this is rubbish."
I hate to say it, but on so many fronts, Russia is heroically fighting ISIS for real. Russia is exposing global carbon taxes as an enslavement mechanism, a military economic takeover. Russia is trying to deploy all sorts of new technologies in the third world. I mean, I know Russia's been through the whole Marxist nightmare for 80 years and now is trying to struggle out of it, but you're a well-traveled man in all of the world. In your analysis, what is the power makeup of the world? We know it's been the Anglo-American establishment, the UK, the US, with Europe kind of in the middle, Russia and China. But now if you pull back, what would you say if it's a unipolar, a bipolar, a tripolar? Or is it collectivist on one end and free marketers on the other? Go ahead.
The central divide in politics, which was first meditated upon by the Chinese philosophers in the early Chinese Empire, in the time of Confucius, was indeed between the libertarians and the totalitarians, the division that you yourself have just spoken of, and that remains the division today. But when you get somebody like Putin coming along, what he does is to do what the old Foreign Office hand who taught me geopolitics, a wonderful man called Tom Greenwell, who was the chief leader writer of the Yorkshire Post, and I was his deputy. We would go drinking together, and he would teach me all this. He said the first duty of anyone in the Foreign Office is to uphold the national interest of Britain and ask the question, what's in it for us? Now, Putin, in every one of the things you've just described that he does, is upholding Russia's national interest, which in many respects coincides with the global interest, though it doesn't coincide with the global totalitarian interest. Now, this is very interesting.
So they're not going along with the parasitic, centralized, crony capitalist, centralized fraud system. So what's good for Russia is good for the rest of the world as well.
That's right, because Russia, curiously, through an authoritarian and very vigorous president, is actually becoming libertarian in the policies that it follows, because it has suddenly discovered that libertarianism is more in its interest than totalitarianism. And, of course, this is also true in the United States. It's also true in Britain that it would be in our interest to be libertarian, but the presse politique, the governing class, certainly in Britain, the Conservative Party is now a totalitarian party. It's no longer a libertarian party. UKIP has replaced it as the libertarian party. And then you have in the United States, half of the Republican Party is like the Conservative Party in Britain. It is totalitarian, and it goes along with the left. Like we call this the Boehner faction, if you like. But now you've got Ryan as a slightly more vigorous speaker. I'm hoping that the Republicans will clear out the nest of rhinos in the Republican National Committee, which is where a lot of the trouble comes from, and put a few Tea Partiers in there to ginger it up a bit. And then I think we can start see libertarianism taking over once again.
And a new renaissance. So let's shift gears then. You, don't brag, but it's true, are more involved even more than Senator Inhofe and others they demonize and openly call for arresting now, even in U.S. newspapers, in sabotaging with the truth, infiltrating, getting the inside scoops on these treaties that they want to ratify in secret before rolling out against us. You have literally been the Obi-Wan Kenobi sneaking on board the Death Star at least six times I know of and blowing it up before it's operational. Now, you've said this latest global conference starting in 12 days in Paris is the worst ever. This is really, they're coming out of the closet, their open announcement of world government, open announcement of climate courts to prosecute yourself and me and others. So how do we get you on board this? I mean, I guess they've invited you on board the Death Star this time, but what are we facing?
No, they won't want to let me in, but they're not going to be able to keep me out, as they will discover. But the point is this, that yes, this is, they are going to try to use the national and international courts as their means of enforcing totalitarianism worldwide in the name of the climate. But what is fascinating is that even the UK so-called Supreme Court, which used to be the old Judicial Committee of the House of Lords, now it's got its own separate building just across from Parliament, and it calls itself the Supreme Court. They had a climate propaganda Hate the Skeptics meeting in September. And I have just today had an answer from the Supreme Court to my Freedom of Information questions about it. And the answer is, rather not to my surprise, that they're not going to tell me very much unless I force them to, which I am going to do, because they breached the law by not replying to me in time. So here we've got the highest court in the land in Britain broke the law because it didn't reply to my Freedom of Information request within the statutory limit. But this propaganda event was very much intended to be tied in with Paris, to tied in with the idea of an international climate court. And there was a speaker there called Philippe Sands, QC, a leading barrister, a leading lawyer in London. And he came out, he's a lefty, of course, he came out and said that intelligent, rational, informed skeptics who write in the scientific journals should be put on trial and their claims should be scotched by the courts. And this meeting was held in courtroom number one on the Supreme Court itself, and it was broadcast. That was the astonishing, that's how I knew about it. It was broadcast. And of course, this means the Supreme Court now can't hear any climate change related cases at all because it has declared a prejudice in that direction. There was a Supreme Court justice who chaired the session and congratulated Philippe Sands on his speech after he had said these outrageous things. And of course, as you also rightly said, we are sabotaging them with the truth, but they are determined to lock us up and execute us if they possibly
That's
can.
That's right. In fact, when we come back, I'll show the Reuters article. There was one also out of RasmussenReports.net where they said, in America, it's not popular to lock up the skeptics, but they had a large percentage of Democrats want us arrested. I mean, what sickening totalitarians. By the way, I'm going to show them something for TV viewers they don't like. Vampires don't like it. The UN voted, as you know, 5 years ago to say the sun has nothing to do with climate. Well, we're going to put the sun up behind me when we come back because it is the main driver of climate, and it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they push. It is the main driver. So there it is. Look at it. That's a fact.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth,
You can do with it everything. Alex Jones here back live. Ward Monkins agreed to stay with us 20 minutes the next hour to take your phone calls. We'll start going to those in a moment. Rob and Jeremy and Jason and Bryant and Mike, appreciate you holding. Then at the bottom of the hour, Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman, InfoWars.com reporters, will join us with more updates. They were already at the scene of the terrorists blowing themselves up in Paris today and got the exclusive video and photos of them being put in body bags. And they are reportedly being followed right now by jihadis. And Biggs is saying he's more concerned in Paris than he's been in places like Afghanistan. Biggs was blown up twice in armored vehicles, hit with shrapnel another time, and shot another time. And, of course, that was covered by Rolling Stone magazine and Esquire. Both did profiles with him in them. That's the kind of combat units he was in. So a lot of craziness going on there with whole no-go areas in Paris and in Brussels, Belgium, where they come up to Westerners and say, get out. You try to walk in a convenience store, they go, get out. I mean, this is the tolerance of the left. And, Lord Monckton, I want to go to these calls, but to discuss the mental illness of the controlled left, they're not even leftists. Thomas Jefferson was a leftist, in my view. They literally hate the West like their parents so much that they're like bringing hoodlums in to strangle their mother and father in their beds because they feel like that's a coming of age. I mean, I really think it is a mental illness that they're destroying the nest that made them so powerful. They want to shut off our industry. They want to break up our families. They want to bring in groups that absolutely hate our culture. I mean, these really are mentally ill people who, I guess, would come to the Christmas party and, you know, overturn the table for fun. I mean, they just seem like Grinches.
Very interesting. At the meeting a couple of days ago at the Cambridge Mathematics Department, which I attended with fascination to hear the professor of physics, two other eminent professors there, and then David King. It was very interesting watching and listening to the audience. They were, of course, very nearly all left-wingers. Virtually everybody in academia, from the students to the professors, is left-wing. They vote left, they live off the state, they live off the taxpayer, and at one point, I mentioned in a very mild way that the difference between the ozone hole problem and the global warming problem is the ozone hole problem had more or less got the science right. It had exaggerated it a bit, but it basically got it right. Whereas in the global warming, they've simply got a lot of the science wrong, and therefore the science isn't settled. And there were kind of murmurs of fury from all round the room. They were too polite to shriek out in the loud way that some audiences were. This was Cambridge, after all, my own alma mater. But it was very interesting, the automatic, instinctive going along with the party line without having the faintest idea whether the party line had any scientific justification or not. And this is a feature of the left. They get every decision wrong. What you've just said is quite right. They got the DDT thing completely wrong. Every environmental scare they dream up, they're basically wrong about it. Here they are trying to close down coal-fired power stations. Our own mad climate change secretary here has announced there will be no more coal-fired power stations operating in Britain within 10 years of now. An entire industry that my heroes...
The whole country was built on coal. Look at all your famous statesmen pointing that out, that the modern UK was built on coal.
Built on coal and surrounded by fish. We've now shut down the coal and we've allowed the EU to destroy all the fish. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the self-destructive instincts of the left, because, of course, in destroying our civilization, they destroy themselves as well. So it is silly. It's very sad.
Well, Lord Monckton, stay there. We've got to start the next hour. We've got to start the next hour, but I just want to go out with a clip from Dartmouth College 2 days ago with people in the study hall being screamed at and flipped off because they're white. The same mental illness. We're going to go out to break with this. Come back with your phone call. Stay with us. Total disconnect with reality. Third hour coming up. Tell friends and family, tune in right now. This is leftist brainwashing, working on these people.
Do you think...